but the charges came up a little short.
Barlow goes up for a shot. Carolyn checks that. Long shot by Maggie Denard. We got 13 seconds left. And kind of a, what's going on here?
There was, they tried to save the ball out of bounds, and that was, it's going to be Panthers' ball.
Okay, good eye, Joe. So 25-16, Lady Panther lead.
Well, Kirby's got a couple blocks under the bucket now. She's kind of asserting herself a little bit more on the defensive side here.
So it looks like that's going to be a nice ball. So we got a few subs on the floor. We have Davis, Kernvick, Dahl, Fitz, and Struley. As Fitz gets it into Dahl, 10 seconds to go. 7 seconds, trying to get cross court. Quickly double team there. Picks up her dribble. Throws it to Fitz. She can't get a handle on it. Kind of out of control. And we end up no shot. So at the end of the first half, it's 25-16. Lady Panthers lead.
Yeah, Carolyn is asserting herself on the defensive end a little bit more. Had a couple block shots down there and just kind of get a little bit not letting the Panthers get into the paint anymore. And on the offensive end, she's kind of coming up strong, too. If they don't put three players on her, they can't handle her.
No, she had that one play with just her and that Johnson was guarding her, and she was able to convert pretty easily. So they got a good plan for her there, that down team.
Yeah, that's working.
Collapse in that zone. So smart play by Craig. So we'll send it back to you, Aria, and take a little break here from the gym.
To you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salad, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season.
This is KRBD Ketchikan at 105.3 megahertz with translator K296CA Clover Pass, Pond Reef, and Ward Cove at 107.1 megahertz. Translator K214BD Point Higgins at 90.7 megahertz. Translator K211AT Mountain Point and Herring Cove at 90.1 megahertz. Translator K269BA Craig at 101.7 megahertz. And translators K211AX Plowock, K211AU Thorn Bay, and K211AV Heidelberg, all at 90.1 megahertz.
Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays. Located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers!
PSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads, to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more. We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50, and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Craig, Lady Panthers and Lady Vikings going on. I'd like to once again welcome our listeners from Ketchikan and Craig area listening on KRBD, and let you know that you can see this broadcast on a webcast if you go to the Petersburg High School website and click on PHS Live, as the Panthers quickly score there. So 27-16, here comes the Vikings. Allie gets it to Lubeck, down low to Kernvick. She puts it up strong, and Johnson fouls her. So Kernvick's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Maybe that's the plan for the second half. Roll the ball down to Kernvick.
They moved it quickly into it. I think the Panthers will be on to that again with their plan to double team. So
double, triple, swarming defense.
Yep, that's what it takes. Take that threat away. And she makes the first one. 10-point lead here for the Lady Panthers. And Kerbeck hits the second. Chelsea goes to inbound, 27-18. Castle long pass to Maggie Denon. Back to Johnson. Lob it over to Bialow. To Johnson. And gets back out to Castle. She's working against Johnson. Dribbles to the baseline. Pass ends up in Maggie Denon's hands. And she gets a shot. No good. And tries to get a quick pass out to Abbott to get a fast break going, and that goes off Abbott out of bounds. So it'll be Panthers ball.
Just tried to get them moving a little bit fast, just threw it over Abbott's head.
So Maggie Denon's got the top of the key. Hits Johnson at the free throw line, turns around, nobody there, takes the shot and puts it in. 29-18, Panther lead. With the Vikings working against this press, Johnson gets it at center court, over to Abbott on the left side, dribbles down the left wing, picks up her dribble, tries to get it to Luzak, that won't go, and the ball goes rolling over to Weller, as Johnson gets it into Luzak. Good tap defense there by Johnson, and she ties up Luzak, so held ball, it's going to be Craig's ball. So 6:37 here to go in the third, 29-18. Here come the Lady Panthers. Full pressure by the Vikings as Maggie Denon, Johnson, and Katie Denon are working against that. Long pass ahead to Maggie Denon. She drives this tip down the right side, puts up a shot. That won't go. Castle tips it right to her. She passes it to the free throw line again for Johnson, and Johnson misses that time as Convict comes down with a rebound. And here comes Weller. Dribbles to the top of the key. Dumps it off to Kernvick. Johnson tries to get it back to Weller. No good. Panthers run the floor hard, but running harder was Fran Abbott. And she
broke up that fast break play.
Yep. Weller was streaking down the right side, and Abbott got in front of her there and took the ball out.
That could have been an easy layup for Barlow if it Abbott not hustled down.
Yep, they were. The Panthers were on the move. So we have a slug of substitutions here for the Vikings as Mattson, Strooley, and Fitz check in. On the floor also are Kernvick and Luzak. As Castle inbounds, it's Maggie Denon out to Katie. Back to Maggie. Maggie for three. No good. Rebound Luzak. Good double team pressure there by the Panthers as Mattson dribbles out of there. She dribbles across court. And over to Strooley as the Vikings look to set up the play and swing the ball. Strooley over to Mattson on the right wing. Good defense in there. Denying the ball to Luzak as they get it to Kernvick. Mattson puts up a long three. That won't go. Ball running around. Luzak gets the rebound. Tries to get a shot up. Won't go. Kernvick ends up with it underneath the basket. And she gets fouled. So good rebounding there by the Vikings.
Good hustle on the offensive rebound there. Everybody was crashing the glass there.
And Kernvick's over the line and shoot two. We got a 29-18 game here, 5:22 to go in the third quarter. With Carolyn shooting two, and she hits the first one. Cuts it back to a 10-point lead for the Panthers. She gets ready for the second. It's up. It's good. So good free throw shooting by Carolyn today.
That's what she needs because she gets fouled frequently, and that'll help.
Panthers get the ball through the press. Maggie Denon at the top of the key. They were quick to get on Castle there. She was thinking about shooting that three there.
I know that from that right outside the ring there.
Yep,
on the right side.
A nice spot there. There she goes. There's a three on the baseline. No good. Rebound Mattson.
Pulls it up.
Mattson pulls it up. Good play, good smart play there. Not throwing the ball away. Fitz runs all the way down. No good. And rebound Castle. And here come the Panthers. Castle pushes it up to Maggie Denon. Over to Katie. Good screen there by Johnson. Gets a good look at the basket from the free throw line. And Katie jails that shot.
Just shooting free throws there.
So good teamwork. As Fitz gets the ball almost taken away by Maggie Denon. Mattson's gone. They better get it across, yeah.
There we go. Did they get it?
Men can. Not quite. So,
Carl. Get your stopwatch better.
Good defense by the Panthers. Yeah, you could tell we were getting close. So we have a 31-20 Panther lead with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. As Maggie Denine's working against Truly. Has got it. Over to Maggie, back to Castle. She drives in the lane. Good pass in the bar there, but she's in some big folks in there and able to get it back out as Castle gets the free throw line, puts a shot up. That won't fall. And rebounds Truly. She comes out of there, gets it to Mattson, crosses half court. She gets up and around and ends up getting that ball. So good trapping defense. As Castle has it. Gets it to Denon. Maggie on the baseline. She's just a long swing pass to the top of the key to Kearney. Over to Barlow for two. That won't go, but all along underneath is Wortman, and she gets there.
Nobody blocked her out. Wortman was sitting on the far side of the basket.
Yep, weak side rebound, and got the easy bucket. So 33-20, Panther lead.
Lusak can't handle the ball.
Lusak loses the handle, and there's a scrum on the floor. And we've got possession ahead in the Vikings there for a couple substitutions. As Dahl, Johnson, and Waller check into the game. And the Vikings are going to inbound into their own basket. Luzak looks to inbound, finds Dahl on the left wing. She dribbles out to the top of the key. It's Johnson, Luzak, ball as well, won't go. Maggie Denon rerun. She comes down, working against Weller, picks up her dribble, over to Barlow, to Kings, Denon, back to Castle, drives right into the middle of the lane, dumps the pass off underneath, and Denon, Maggie couldn't get a handle on it, and sends it out to Katie, she puts up a shot, that won't go, Castle rebound, puts up a shot, that won't go, gets her own rebound again, and she's going to go to the line.
They're just not backing out there.
Yep.
They're letting her get in on the weak side, on the far shot.
Good hustle by the Panthers. 2:52 to go here in the third. 33-20 Panther lead as Castle drains the first free throw. Gets some encouragement from Katie Denon. She's got one shot left to go here. Puts that up. Roswell won't go. Rebound Kernwick. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson back to Weller, and Weller crosses center court. Not before Katie Long steals it away. Comes down, looks for Maggie, but there was good defense there, so the Vikings stopped the fast break, but the Panthers still have the ball. Castle is a great pass into Wortman, and that shot blocked by Kermick.
But after him, so
the Panthers have the ball. So Castle's going to inbound here with 2:30 to go in the third. Over to Maggie, or Katie, excuse me, to Maggie, back to Castle. Good movement, they're cutting through the lane. Barlow's got it, swings it to Maggie Denon on the left side. Moving it all the way back to the right side. Cutter's cutting through. Nothing there, good defense by the Vikings. Castle working against Dahl. She gets that lane taken away and ends up crossing that pass.
Defensive play there by the Vikings. They played tough zone. They moved with the ball and forced a bad pass.
Good job, Vikings. As we have a substitution for Craig, as Johnson checks into the game for Maggie Denon. And we have a little pressure here as Weller brings it up. Double teamed. Back to Dahl. Dahl dribbles up. Four Panthers around here. Someone's got to be open, Joe.
You would think there'd be three players under the basket.
So, they're both like us.
Nice.
They got through. Weller puts up a long two. No good. Rebound Katie Denon. And she comes out of there with that ball. 1:41 to go in the third. 34-20. Craig Panther lead is Johnson puts up a long two. Rattles around. Nothing there. And looks like we got a foul called. Nope, no foul. Just off of Vikings. So we got another
Viking foot there.
So Johnson looks to inbounds. Panthers set some screens. Swing it all the way to the top as Barlow moves it over to Johnson. She dribbles for the free throw line, denied by the Vikings. Castle puts up her three for a favorite spot.
I thought it was tipped.
Yeah, that was tipped. Weller got there quickly. They've seen enough of her shooting threes today, I think. Yeah, as Weller works into the free throw line. Dangerous pass to Dahl, but she gets it.
Right.
Shot won't go.
Won't go.
And here come the Panthers. A little pressure by the Vikings. Now they're backing off as Katie Nahum brings that across court. Over to Barlow, down to Castle on left baseline. And Weller just a little too aggressive, bumps her with the body. So we had a foul, non-shooting foul. 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Craig's going to inbounds into the own bucket. Johnson slaps the ball. Hits some screens, lots of movement. Katie DeLong gets it over on the right side. Long swing pass to Barlow for a good open shot.
Barlow was left wide open and made a 15-footer right there.
Nice shot by Barlow. As the girls are fighting against her, this press. Lower gets across. Good job. Good hustle all the way to the basket. Puts it up and drives right to the rim.
That's the way to break the press. Just put it into the basket after you get it across half court.
30 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Castle looked at the clock. She knows what's going on. Definitely has command of the floor. As Katie Devon swings it over to Whitman. She puts up a good shot and drains that in. So the Panthers are shooting well tonight, Joe.
They got the bow. They're good shooters.
As they get pick up the turnover, the pressure quickly to Whitman. Goes to the left side. Drains that in.
You can even make those, Randy.
Well, maybe a couple. Not about to move. So at the end of three quarters, we got a 40-22 game here as the Lady Panthers really poured it on here at the end of the third quarter. And
well, we all know that the Vikings are a fourth quarter team. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, giving any credit to the umpires over here, referees, I guess you call them in basketball.
Always. Since I've had to do it before, I appreciate them greatly. Let's take a little break, Ariel. Go ahead and grab it for a minute, and we'll return to live action at the start of the fourth quarter.
Brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Silver Bay Seafoods, located in Craig, Alaska, who say good luck to all the players this season. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers!
Okay, welcome back for live action here in the fourth quarter. Lady Panthers 40-22 lead here as we get ready, and it's Panthers ball. As Katie DeLong gets it over to Yates. Johnson at the free throw line. Over to Castle. And
a three-pointer rings out.
Mikulski has checked into the game. And she fired that shot up and wouldn't go for it, but definitely was more in than out.
Yeah,
wouldn't go.
Just wished in and out.
That's why the Vikings working against the continued press of the Panthers. Carolyn Kernvick dribbles through that. Weller puts up a long two. Nothing there. Rebound Dahl.
Dahl on the weak side. That was a good play there.
Yep, she got in the right spot. And scored a bucket. So Castle's got the ball. Sends it over to Yates on the right wing. Down to Mikulski. As Castle dribbles out, tries to get to the three-point line, but couldn't get there and shot a two and didn't go. Johnson ended up losing the ball out of bounds, so the Vikings will inbound. Craig's in their 2-1-2 press with Yates and
Mikulski.
Okay, so that sounds good.
Okay.
Dahl comes down the right side. We got a double dribble.
Okay.
Turnover.
She made a nice shot there, but I guess... An extra dribble and step didn't count.
Yep, no continuation on that play. So here comes Castle working against Weller. Over to Mikulski. Kind of like Bernagnoli.
But not quite.
Not quite.
Just different nationality, I'm afraid. Italian.
So, we got Johnson inbounded for the Panthers. 6:46 to go in the fourth. 40-24, Lady Panther lead as Castle has it. Out to Katie Denon. She's working against Weller. Castle dribbles baseline. Nothing there. Gets it to Yates. To Johnson. Johnson puts up a shot.
Ranger
drops it in.
Picks up that loose ball and just put her up there.
Getting some nice looks inside the lane there. As Yates puts out the pass. Over to Castle. Back to Katie Denon on the baseline. She couldn't get that little 10-footer to go. So rebound Kernvick, and here come the Vikings. Fits to Weller, and Weller chases it down before it goes out of bounds. Back into Kernvick. She goes up strong. That won't go. Krista Davis in the game for the Vikings. Gets a shot. That won't go. And Kernvick goes up again. And she completes the shot. Makes it. And they go to the line to shoot one.
Yeah, Krista Davis and Kernvick all stayed strong into the basket, trying to get the play for those rebounds, and it paid off.
We got a couple of substitutions.
As
Kolakowski comes in. So now we got some challenging names.
Yeah, Luzak came back in for Davis.
As Kernvick's shot won't fall, rebound Yates. Over to Castle. And we got a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a one-minute timeout, Ariel. So go ahead and play a couple spots from our sponsors.
You in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for Panther basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee power tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities.
Shot. It's up.
That's a good sign for the Vikings. They need to hit their free throws, and that was a weak point. But if Carolyn can hit them, she gets fouled frequently enough.
So into the game for Craig, we have Aaron Weaver, number five. Sophomore, as Katie Denon comes across court, over to Castle. Castle working against Ware. And to Kolakowski, back to Yates, to Castle. Castle drives the right side, and Abbott just got a hand on the ball. It ends up in Katie Durant's hands, and she puts it in.
So that's how you're
the Vikings.
You got big nibs here.
The Vikings inbound. Weller gets it up ahead, and Castle picks that ball off. And then Weller picks off Castle pass.
Moving the steal by Weller.
That was a good steal by Castle, too. Everybody's hustling out there. As we got a double team here with Weaver and Yates on Weller, and looks like somebody bumped into her, so it'll be called on Yates. Viking ball on their side. 48-30 with 3:45 to go.
You wouldn't know it's an 18-point game the way these gals are hustling down there, chasing every loose ball and every pass. It's good basketball.
Good effort. As Chris Waller on the line to shoot 1-1. First one drops right through. As Maggie Denon comes in, and Castle's going to sit down and take a break with 3:45 left here in the fourth. And Waller gets set for her second shot. It's up, it's good. So she hits both sides of that 1-1. As the Panthers inbounds, a little pressure here by the Vikings. They look to trap over on that far right side. Gets back to the middle to Yates. She dribbles past Luzak. Just inside the top of the key. That's fine. We'll go. Rebound underneath there by Weaver. So, good strong rebound by Weaver.
Yeah, Weaver, we haven't seen her in the game much yet.
And then we had a tie-up, so Weaver's playing the Viking way as Weaver and Luzak and Abbott are working against the back three of the Panthers. Get it to Kendrick. Abbott drops it off to Johnson. She puts up a long two. Nothing there. Rebound Luzak. And there's a foul on Katie Denon. Well, Luzak was trying to get a shot off, so she'll go to the line here with 3:14 left in the fourth quarter. 48-32, Lady Panthers lead. As Luzak puts up the first one, that goes in.
Good to see the wake-up stats for the Vikings tonight, because I'll bet you they're pretty good, and I'm pretty impressed with them, because a couple games ago they couldn't make a free throw, and tonight they've been doing really well.
Yeah, they've been putting them in, so since we got a sub, O'Castle's going to check back in. She's going to replace Yates.
And I haven't seen Craig go to the foul line much. I said we don't have a book in front of us, but we only have three team fouls. That's why. Vikings have been playing pretty clean ball.
And Luzak puts that up. No good. Rebound Kolakowski. Here comes Castle. Castle quickly up to Weaver. Weaver drops it off to
three.
Katie Denon. And she puts a shot up, and nothing goes there for her as the Vikings come back at it, trying to pass across. Kolakowski picks that off. And here comes Katie and Kolakowski. Kolakowski up from the right side. Looks good. So, good ball movement. 2:47 left here in the fourth. 50-33 as Fitz, working against that tough pressure, gets it over to Madsen. She breaks the press, dribbles across. Down to Luzak, puts up a shot. Bounces off the rim, rebound Davis. Davis bounces at the foot. She puts a shot. That won't go. Here comes Katie Denon working against Abbott. Abbott kicks the ball away. Denon gets the shot off. Won't go. Abbott rebound. Playing with a frenzy there. Red Abbott is just all over the court. As Castle gets it dribbled down to the baseline, puts it up. Nothing there. Kolakowski rebound. She can't get it to go. And then we got a tie up. And it's going to stay Craig ball.
I don't know whether Abbott's frustrated or just mad, but she is all over the place chasing that ball down.
Yep, we got a lot of energy on the rally with 2:08 left to go here in the fourth. 50-33, Lady Panther lead. Maggie Denaire looking to inbound. Sends it all the way out, almost the center court to Castle. She gets it back to Denaire in the left wing. Long swing pass to Katie, back to Maggie. Maggie puts up a long two. That's a bit right.
Yep, nice shot. Energy everybody's playing with, regardless of what the score is. They're just putting their hearts into this.
As Abbott tries to get it to Luzak, a little bit, a little too much. So with 1:45, looks like Luzak's going to take a seat. 1:45 to go here in the fourth. And
Patricia Jackson is in the ballgame.
Patricia Jackson checks in for her. And Zaida is going to check in for Matson.
With a little full court pressure by the Vikings.
Yeah, as the Panthers inbound, Castle brings her up. She's going to be working against Fitz. Down to Weaver. Ooh, as Adam comes through and tries to take it away from Mikulikowski. Weaver's got it, dribbles to the top of the key. Castle lobs it in to Maggie. Back to Mikulikowski. She goes right in, puts it up, won't go. Rebound there by Davis. She gets it to Abbott, and here come the Vikings. 1:13 to go in the fourth. As Abbott dribbles all the way down, finds Davis underneath the rim. The bucket.
That was a good ball movement to get it into Davis under the basket there.
Davis does a good job of getting open in that spot, Joe. I watched her in the JV game, and she gets into that soft spot.
Right.
The trick is getting it to her. It's Kulikowski a runner from the right block, and that goes. So 54-35. We got 45 seconds left here. Over to Abbott. Down to she dribbles down the baseline. Over to Davis again. So Craig calls a timeout.
Why?
Take 30 seconds. So go ahead, Ariel, and run a 30-second spot. Castle's got the ball at the free throw line. It's a Kulikowski.
Nice.
Pass it out to Abbott. Yeah. Here comes up to Abbott. Ooh. Abbott gets a little bit of room in the body. Runs into Castle. So that's going to be. They're not in the bonus yet. So.
Four fouls in the second half. They've been hustling and playing the ball and just did play a clean ball. Oh, nice.
Good play. 7 seconds. Good hustle there. And Abbott tips it out of bounds. So 5 seconds to go. Panthers will be inbounding.
Proud of these guys just hustling right to the end. It doesn't matter what the score is. They're playing out there to.
Yep, they're playing to the bitter end. So. As we got a foul, it's 0.4 seconds left. As Castle drove into the lane. So she'll go to the line.
There wasn't a shooter involved, so we're still out in the penalty.
Okay, well, it'll be a quick touch and buzzer. And that's what we had. As the Lady Panthers come into the Vikings' house and go out winners 54-37. Good effort there by the Lady Vikings, and I think if they're shooting at them, a little bit tuned in and things were falling, we'd be a little closer.
The Lady Panthers, I don't have a shot chance on me, but I'll bet you there's a
Thanks again, Ariel. We'll pass it off to you.
Thanks, Ariel. Good night.